B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, and we're going to start 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Tani debei Rabbi Yishmael, Yoytze Odom bitfilin be'erev Shabbos im chasheicha. A person is allowed to go out into the street wearing his tefillin, even though it's soon to be Shabbos, and one's not allowed to wear tefillin outside on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, my timer, Kiven de Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Chayev Odom lemashmesh betfilin kol shor v'shor. Since we know there's a halacha that a person has to constantly remain aware and conscious of his tefillin, he has to constantly touch them and feel them and be aware of them. And where do we learn this out from? Kal v'chomer mitzitz. We learn out of kal v'chomer from the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol used to wear. Ma tzitz, in the same way as the tzitz. Or if the tzitz she'ein bo elo az kora achas, it only mentions Hashem's name on it once. Omra Torah, and the Torah required that v'hoyu al metzchoy tomid, he has to be constantly aware of the fact that the tzitz is on his forehead. Shele asiach daitoy mimenu, he should not divert his attention from the tzitz at any point. Tfilin, sheyesh bohen as koris harbe, even more so regarding tfilin that mentions Hashem's name many times, alach as kamo v'kamo, even more so that a person has to be consciously aware of them at all times. Hilkoch midkar dochir luhu, and since he's constantly aware that he's wearing the tfilin, then he'll know that now, since Shabbos comes in, I need to take off the tfilin. He won't forget that the tfilin are on his head or on his arm and go out with them. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Chananya Oimer, Chayev, Odom, Lemashmesh, Bebigdoy, Erev Shabbos, Im Chasheicha. A person has to inspect his clothes before Shabbos comes in to make sure he's got nothing in his pockets and that he shouldn't, Chas V'Sholem, carry anything on Shabbos. Omer, Rav Yosef, Hilchos, Arabsi, Leshabbato. Rav Yosef says that this is a very important halacha for Shabbos, that Chas V'Sholem you shouldn't forget and carry on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. And the Gemara is now going back to the Mishnah. In the Mishnah we saw lo yafle eskelov, that a person is not allowed to inspect his clothes and separate the lice, delouse his clothes on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to do it without really telling us why. Is the problem that you might kill a lice? Or is the problem that you may do it? Or is the problem only if you're doing it in the light of a lamp, and since the light may get dim, and in order to inspect your clothes you need a bit more light, you're going to end up tilting the lamp, and that's a serious issa on Shabbos. That's going to be the question of the Gemara. Iboyelu lo yafle eskelov bayoim. Is the issa, the prohibition of delousing his clothes, only or even in the day? Shem Oyaro, you can fear that he's going to kill a lice. Rebbe Eliezer, and then the Mishnah would be following the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanya, Omar Rebbe Eliezer, Hahoyreg Kino B'Shabbos, Ki'ilu Hoyreg Gomel. Rebbe Eliezer maintains that killing a little lice is as severe as killing a big, strong camel, and is severely osa. V'lo Yikro Lo'ir Anir, and then the next halacha mentioned in the Mishnah, of reading with the light of a lamp, Shem Oyate, only there. The reason that it's also is because he might tilt the lamp, but the issa of Yafle Begodov, of checking his clothes of lice, has nothing to do with tilting the light, and therefore it will even be also during the day where you don't need the light of a lamp. Oy Dilma, or no, Tarvayu Shemo Yate. Both halachas, even delousing one's clothes, is not a problem. Or we're not afraid of him killing the lice. It's only a problem that he's going to tilt the lamp. And then it will only be also in the night and will be mutter in the day. That's the question of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tar Shema, I'll bring you proof from a Braisa. Ein poilin v'ein koirin lo'ir haner. The Braisa puts in one phrase, also one may not delouse, and also one may not read. It seems to be that both lo'ir haner, the issa is only to do it with the light of a lamp. So it seems to be that the issa of ein poilin, of delousing one's clothes, is only to do with the lamp, and therefore during the day on Shabbos it should be and would be mutar. Asks the Gemara, mi alimo mi masnisin. it says this in our Mishnah as well. Our Mishnah also says that lo yafles kelov ve'in karin lo iranir. So why do you feel that the fact that the words lo iranir mentioned at the end in the Brisa are going back on the Ein Poilin as well, more than you would have understood that from the Mishnah? And you didn't understand it from the Mishnah. You brought the Mishnah and you asked the question. Why are you more confident in the Brisa that you have a proof? Says the Gemara, Toshema, I'll bring you a different proof. Ein Poilin lo'iranir. It says explicitly in the Brisa, one may not delouse one's clothes, lo'iranir, in the light of a lamp. And also, one is not allowed to read with the light of a lamp, both for the same reason, he may tilt the lamp. Eilu min halachis, these are from the halachis, she'omru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin, that were learnt in the upper chambers, in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin. Shema mino tarvayu, shemo yate, shema mino, from the text of this braisa, it's clear that both halachas, also reading and also delousing one's clothes, are because of shemoyate, he may tilt the lamp. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilu lahavchin bein bigdoi lebigdei ishtoi. It's even osa to distinguish, to pull out his clothes and separate it from his wife's clothes, if one's doing it with the light of a lamp, because the two clothes seem to be very similar, and since you need enough light to be able to determine the difference between them, you may come to tilt the lamp. Omar Rava. Rava was concerned, and he was wondering, men's clothes and women's clothes are generally distinctly different. You don't need very much light to be able to tell the difference between them. Says Rava, Lo Omron Ela de Bnei Mechuza. This halach is only true with the people of Bnei Mechuza, who are very spoilt, and they were not used to working. And people who work, their clothes are generally tighter, and in Bnei Mechuza, the clothes were looser, and it was somewhat more similar to the looser clothes of the women. Aval de Bnei Chaklisa, but the people of Chaklisa, and they used to be working, and the men's clothes were tighter, the women's clothes were a little bit wider and broader. Meida Yodi, they could easily discern and distinguish between the two clothes, and therefore there's no issue with trying to determine the difference between them, even with a little bit of light from a lamp. Or the Bnei Mechuza Nami, and even in the case of Bnei Mechuza, where there was some similarity between the men's clothes and the women's clothes, Lo Omron Elodes Kenois, it's only true regarding the clothes of the older women that they were somewhat similar to the clothes of the men that were not working. That they were somewhat a little bit shorter, and the men's clothes a bit wider, and therefore they were similar. Aval de Yaldois, but even in Bnei Mechuza, the younger women, their clothes were even wider, and therefore Meida Yadi, one could easily tell the difference between these younger women's or girls' clothes and a man's clothes, and therefore there's no issa of taking one from the other, even from the light of a lamp. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Poilin Bershus Rabim, it's inappropriate to delouse one's clothes in a public place, and this has nothing to do with Shabbos, this is even during the week, and possibly only during the week, mipnei hakovoid, because of out of respect for the public. Kiyotzeboy Omer Rav Yehuda, v'omer lo Rav Nechemya, some say this in the name of Rav Yehuda, some in the name of Rav Nechemya, ein oisin apik tvizin. One is not allowed to induce vomiting b'rushus harabim in a public place, mipnei hakovoid, out of respect and honor for the public, it's inappropriate to engage in such activities in public. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Hamafle es kelov, if somebody is delousing his clothes, Moilil, he can roll the lice in between his fingers, Vizorik, and throw it away. We're talking here about Shabbos. Ubilvad shelo yarig, but he has to make sure not to kill the lice. One's not allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. Abashol oimir. Abashol holds noitel, you can take the lice. Vizorik, you can throw the lice away. Uvilvad shelo yimloil, but he should not roll the lice. The reason they would roll the lice is in order to weaken it, in order that it shouldn't come back immediately after being removed from the clothes. Omer Ravuna. Ravuna maintains halacha moilel vizorik. One is allowed to even roll these lice and then throw them away. V'zeu kvoidoi, and that is the honorable way of delousing one's clothes. V'afilu b'chayil, and therefore even during the week where there's clearly no issa to kill the lice, that's the way one should do it. Rabba makte lohu, Rabba would explicitly kill the lice on Shabbos. Rav Sheshes makte lohu, Rav Sheshes would also kill the lice. Rava shodi lohu lekano demaya, Rava didn't want to kill it explicitly, but he would throw the lice into a bucket or pail of water. Omaluhu Rav Nachman lebonse, Rav Nachman said to his daughters, "Ktulin, kill the lice, v'ishmeinon li kola de sanvasi, and let me hear the voice of my enemies being killed." And it seems that his enemies here were the lice, and what he was trying to say is that I have a very good reason to kill these lice, to take revenge of these lice. It's called melocha shetzricha legufa, and nonetheless, it's mutter because he holds that there's no issa to kill a lice on Shabbos. And the Gemara in Daf Kuzayin Amud Beis is going to discuss in more detail as to why killing lice should be different than killing any other animal. Those shittos here that say one's allowed to roll the lice between one's finger, they hold that it's only osur derabanan to kill the lice, and therefore you can take the risk and roll them and try not to kill them. But the opinions that we saw before, Rabbi Eliezer, who says killing a lice is like killing a camel, and they hold that it's severely osur to kill a lice on Shabbos minatera, and therefore you're clearly not allowed to even roll them between your fingers. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elozo Omer, Ein Hoirgenes Amacholes B'Shabbos, Divir B'Shamay. B'Shamay holds it's osur to kill a lice on Shabbos. Or B'Shil Matirin, B'Shil will say it's mutter to kill a lice on Shabbos. Like the opinion of B'Shamay is in the same opinion as we saw before from Rabbi Eliezer, that Ahoireg Kina B'Shabbos Ki'ilu Hoireg Gomel. V'chein hoyer Reb Shimon ben Elozo Omer, Mishum Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. It was said in the name of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not only argue as to whether one is allowed to kill a lice on Shabbos, they argue in some other halachas too. Ein meshadchin es atinoikos le'oreis, one is not allowed to arrange for a girl to get erusin, is what we call kiddushin, to get married, become betrothed on Shabbos. Nor is one allowed to arrange for a child to be taught to read, or to be taught a text to learn. Nor is one allowed to arrange for a child to be, for one's child to be taught a craft. Nor is it appropriate to console the mourners on Shabbos. And one does not visit the sick on B'Shabbos, on Shabbos. B'Shamay say that all these things are to do with personal things, not to do with Shabbos, and therefore one should not do them on Shabbos. B'Shil Matirin, B'Shil say, since all these things engage in some form of mitzvah, therefore one is allowed to do it on Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Hanichnas Levakir Es Achoyle, if somebody goes to visit a sick person on Shabbos, Omer, he says, Shabbos he melizoik, one should refrain from crying out on Shabbos. Urfua kroiva lovoi, and your recovery should be quick in coming. Reb Meir says, Yochilohi shetirachim, he should even add on that by honoring Shabbos, Shabbos has the ability to cause you to recover even quicker. Rabbi Yehuda says that he should say, Hamokim Yurachim Olecha, Hashem should have pity on you, have mercy on you. Ve'al Chayle Yisrael, he should also have mercy on all the sick in Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda changes the text a little bit. Hamokim Yurachim Olecha, Hashem should have mercy on you. B'soich Chayle Yisrael, amongst the other sick within Klal Yisrael, the difference being that he's not separating this person from the rest of Klal Yisrael, he's including this person with Klal Yisrael, and therefore he'll have the schus of the tzibur, of the klal of Klal Yisrael, and that schus could help him recover. Shavno Ish Yerushalayim, Shavno, who was a very prominent person in Yerushalayim, when he would go and visit somebody who was sick, Oymer Sholim, Biknisosoy Oymer Sholim, when he came in, he would say, peace. Or Biyetziosoy, when he would leave the sick person, Oymer, he would say, Shabbos Himelizoik, the fact that it's Shabbos should prevent a person from crying out from his illness, or refuah, and his recovery kriva lovoi should be quick in coming, near in coming, v'rachamov merubin, and Hashem's many mercies, v'shivtoi b'sholim, and he should rest in peace because it's Shabbos. Keman oz laha da omer of Chanina, according to which opinion is Rabbi Chanina following, mi sheyesh lechayle b'soich beisoi, if somebody has a sick person in his home, torech she'arvenu b'soich chayle yishol, he should include him, when davening for him, should include him with all the other sick people in Klal Yisrael, says the Gemara. Keman k'Rabbi Yosi, it's following the opinion we just saw of Rabbi Yosi. The Rabbi Yosi said that he should say b'soich chayle Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, the Va'omer of Chanina, b'koishi hitiru l'nachim aveilim, with difficulty the Chachomim allowed us to console the mourners, ulevakir chaylim, and to visit the sick b'Shabbos, on Shabbos. And Rashi says because it causes those who are doing these mitzvahs to be in pain, and that's something that's not appropriate on Shabbos. Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chono, ki hava ozlinon basrei Rebbe Loza, when I would follow Rebbe Loza l'shiulei, to visit b'tficha, a sick person, Zimnin Omar, sometimes he would say, Hamokim yifak decha l'sholim, Hashem should remember you to peace. And that's a term in Loshna Kodesh. Zimnin Omar, sometimes he would say the same thing in Aramaic, Rachmona yad charinchach l'sholim, that the merciful one, Hashem, should remember you to peace. Asks the Gemara, Heicha avitachi, how could he say this tefillah in Aramaic? V'ha'omar of Yehuda, did Rav Yehuda not say, La'oilom al yishal odom trochov, a person should not request his needs, b'loshna rami in Aramaic? V'omer b'yichanon, and Rabbi Yechanon said, Kol ha'shoel trochov b'loshna rami, anybody that asks for his needs in Aramaic, ein malachei ha'shoros nizkokin loy, the malachim, who it's their job to bring the tefillahs to in front of Hashem, they do not pay attention to such tefillahs. She'ein malachei ha'shoros makirin b'loshna rami, since the Malachim do not recognize, they do not know Aramaic. If so, how here could Rabbi Loza say this bracha and tefillah to the sick person in Aramaic? Says the Gemara, Shani chayle de shchina imoy, regarding a sick person, the shchina is right here with the sick person, and therefore we can override the need of Malachim to bring the tefillahs up to Hashem. And this is also to speak, this is not literal, Hashem is everywhere all the time. It's just that with a regular tefillah, where we feel somewhat further from Hashem, then there's a type of concept of malachim bringing our tefillahs to Hashem. Over here, when one is with a sick person, and with a sick person, it's very, very clear that Hashem is there, therefore the tefillahs are closer to Hashem, so to speak, and one does not need the malachim. The shchina imoy, the shchina resides with a sick person. The omer of anon omerav, minayin sheshchina soyed es hachayle. Rav Anon said, in the name of Rav, what's the source that the Shechina supports a sick person? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Hashem yisodenu, Hashem is supporting him, this sick person, al eres tvai, on the bed of a sick person, which is on the sick bed, a sick person is supported by Hashem. Tanin Amyachi, we saw this also in a Braisa. Hanichnas levakir sachayle, somebody who goes in to visit a sick person, lo yeshev lo el gabe mito, he should not sit on the bed, v'lo el gabe kise, nor should he sit on the chair, elo misatev, he should wrap himself up, similar to what we saw with the dayonim earlier on. It's a way of sitting in awe, not to get distracted what's going on, v'yeshev lefonov, and he should sit in front of this person, the sick person, mipnei sheshchina lemaylo mirashoysov shel chayle, because the shchina rests on top of the head of a sick person. Shenem, as it says in the pasuk, Hashem yisodenu al eres devoy. Continues the Gemara, v'omar rova omar rovin minayin shekadosh baruch hu zones achayle. Where do we know that Hashem sustains a sick person? Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Hashem yisodenu al eres tevai, that when a person is on a sick bed, Hashem supports him. Continues the Gemara. And we're now going back to the Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah halacha, v'lo yikre l'oir haner, it is forbidden to read on Shabbos with the light of a lamp, because we're afraid that the lamp will be dim, will get dimmer and he'll need more light, and he'll tilt the lamp to get the oil to go into the wick a little bit faster or a little bit better, and that way that he's going to transgress a serious melacha of havara, of causing a fire on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Afilu gavoya shtei koimis, even if the lamp is twice as high as the person is, and it's impossible for him to get to the lamp, nonetheless, the Chachomim said that they made a gezeira, that you're not allowed to read with the light of the lamp, and therefore, even if it would seem that the lamp is too high, and therefore there's no reason to worry that you're going to move the lamp, nonetheless, once the Chachomim make a gezeira, it stays osa. Even if it's the height of two sticks, they used to use sticks with a spike at the end to hit the ox, and even if it's so far the length of two such sticks, which is even more than twice the height of a person, it's also osa. Even if it's 10 flights high, it's also osa to read with the light of a lamp. Continues the Gemara, Chad hu deloy likri. From the Mishnah, it seems, Rabbeinu Chananel says that the Gemara is being medayik in the Mishnah. Lo yikra means a person, a single person, should not read lo oira neir. Chad, one person, hu deloy likri, should not read with the light of a lamp. Hotrei shapir domi. But if two people are reading together with the same lamp, it's muta. Asks the Gemara of Ha'atanya, did we not learn in the Braisa, lo echod v'lo yishnaim, not one and not two are allowed to read from the light of a lamp. Omer Rebelozer, lo ikashya. Rebelozer says, I'll explain to you why it's not a contradiction. Kan be'inyan echod. When is it muta if there's two people? Is if they're both reading the same thing, and they're paying attention to each other, and if one will chas v'shalom try and move the lamp, the other one will straight away say Shabbos, and he'll stop. But v'kan b'shnein yonim, but if they're each reading a different part of the book, one's reading one page and the other one's reading a different page, then, or in the time of scrolls, where the scroll could have been opened and one person was reading one column and somebody else could have been reading somewhere completely different, they might even have been some separation between them, reading the same scroll, they would not be paying attention to each other, and therefore it does not help that there's two of them and it's osa. Omar Avuna, Ubamadura, but when it's a big fire, not just a lamp, if it's a bonfire, Afila Asara B'nei Odom, even if there's 10 people all reading with the same light, since they are sitting further away from each other, and the blinding light of a big fire could cause them not to pay attention to what the other person is doing, and therefore, even if there's 10 people, it's Osir, we're afraid that he's going to meddle with the fire to make the light a little bit stronger and easier for him to read with. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rava, Im Odom Choshevu, a prominent person, a prestigious person, that even during the week he does not meddle with the lamp. He's got a shamash to fix the lamp, and therefore he's not used to changing or tilting the lamp at all. It would seem that on Shabbos it's muta. He's allowed to do it on Shabbos because he's, even during the week he doesn't tilt the lamp. Meisve asks the Gemara, Lo yikra lo ira neir, it says in the Braisa, a person is not allowed to read with the light of a lamp, shemoyate, he may come to tilt the lamp. Omer Bishmol ben Elisha. Bishmol ben Elisha said, Ani ekrev lo yate, I can read from the lamp, and I know that I won't tilt the lamp. Pam achas korah, at one occasion he was reading from a lamp on Shabbos, ubikesh lehatois, and his hand stretched out, and he wanted to tilt the lamp. Baruch Hashem, he didn't, but he wanted to. Omar, and he said straight away, Kama gedolim divrei chachomim, how great are the words of the chachomim, shehu yo'imrim lo yikra lo oira neir, that they forewarned us and said, don't read with the light of a lamp. Reb Nosson Omer, Reb Nosson says this story a bit differently. V'hit korah v'hita. He doesn't say that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha wanted to tilt the lamp and he caught himself in time. No, he says that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, by mistake, he actually tilted the lamp. V'kosov al pinkoso, he wrote on his booklet, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha. I, Yishmol ben Elisha, Korisi, I read on Shabbos with the light of a lamp. V'hitesi neir, and I tilted the lamp b'Shabbos on Shabbos. And look, Hashibon and Beis HaMikdosh, when the Beis HaMikdosh gets built, and this is probably assuming it would get built during his lifetime, Ovi Chatos Shmeinu, I'm going to bring a fat Korban Chatos, which is the Korban one has to bring when one is Mechalel Shabbos and by mistake. And the Mefarshim discuss, why did he write in his book, Korisi, that I read? That's not why you have to bring a Korban Chatos, it's only also Midrabonon. The Korban Chatos he has to bring because he tastes in Nerubu Shabbos, I tilted the lamp on Shabbos. So that's discussed in the Mefarshim. So from this brisa we see that even somebody as prominent as Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, there's reason to be concerned that he's going to tilt the lamp. So how could you say? How could Rava say that an Odom Choshev is mutter? He's allowed to read with a lamp on Shabbos. Omer Reb Abba Shani Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha Hoyelo Meisim Atzmi al Divrei Torah Kehediot. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, when it came to Torah learning, he didn't even remember or pay attention to his prominence, and he considered himself as a simple person, and if the lamp needed to be tilted, that's exactly what he did in order to be able to continue learning. And therefore, the regular rules of a prominent person who would not tilt a lamp, even when he's learning, did not apply to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Continues the Gemara. Toni Chodim, one brisa we learned, Shamash, a servant, Boiduk, Koisoisu, Ka'oris, Lo'ira, Neir, he's allowed to inspect cups and plates with the light of a lamp to inspect whether they are clean enough for his master. V'tani Idoch, in another brisa it says, Lo'yevdoik, a servant is not allowed to inspect the vessels, the Kalim, with Lo'ira, Neir on Shabbos. So it seems to be a contradiction between the two brises. Says the Gemara, Lo'ikashya, it's not a question, it's not a contradiction, it goes as follows. Can, when is it osset for a shamash to inspect the koisis or ka'orois b'shamash kavua? When there's a fixed servant and he has a certain fear of his master, and if his master is going to catch him with a cup that's not clean enough, he's going to get annoyed, and therefore he's going to take care to make sure the cups are very, very clean, and he might do that by tilting the lamp. Can b'shamash einu kavua? But in the case where it's a temporary servant, where he's got no connection with this master, and he's not staying here very long, he doesn't really care, he doesn't pay so much attention whether the cups are 100% clean or just partially clean, and therefore it's mutter, we're not worried that he's going to tilt the lamp. Even during the week, he wouldn't bother tilting the lamp to check that it's 100% clean. V'boisema, another suggestion, says the Gemara, ha'ava ha'ba shamash kavua. It could be that both are talking about a fixed servant, both brises. V'loi kashya, ha'ba de mishcha, in a case where the lamp is a regular oil lamp, where tilting the lamp would not make a very bad odour, a bad smell in the room, and therefore with such a lamp, he may tilt the lamp, and therefore it's osa. Ha'ba de nefta, and the brisa that says that it's mutter, says it's talking about a type of lamp which has got some gasoline or something which is a very bad smell, and therefore, to avoid and prevent the bad smell, he's not going to tilt it. And therefore, we're not worried if he uses this lamp on Shabbos to inspect the Kalim. Iboilu asks the Gemara, Shamash she'enoi kavua. We just said that a Shamash kavua and the lamp is of oil, then it's osa, and if it's of neft, then it's mutter. What happens with the Shamash she'enoi kavua, a temporary servant who doesn't really care very much about checking the cups, but the mishcha, with a regular oil lamp that does not smell bad when you tilt it? Mahu, what's the halacha? Omar Rav, halacha ve'in meirin kein. Rav says the truth is it's mutter, because since it's a Shamash she'enoi kavua, a temporary servant, he doesn't care, and even during the week he would not tilt the lamp. But ein meirin kein, don't publicize this psak. We don't want people to be lax and to start using oil lamps on Shabbos to work with, because it might come to a takola. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Omar, halacha meirin kein. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba held the halacha is its mutter, and you can tell everybody it's mutter. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba ikla lebeir of Asi. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, he was visiting the home of Rav Asi. Kom Shamei, the servant of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who was now a guest in Rav Asi's home, and he was a temporary servant there, kabodik lenahoira de shraga, and he was inspecting the kalim there with the light of a lamp. Omro le debisi, the wife of Rav Asi said to Rav Asi, umar loy ovid hachi, but you don't agree that even a temporary servant is allowed to inspect the kalim lo iranir. And how could you allow this shamash of Rabbi Yirmiya to inspect the kalim? Omar lo shavki. Rav Asi said to his wife, leave him, Karabis Firle, he holds like his Rebbe Rabbi Yirmiyah. And his Rebbe Rabbi Yirmiyah held Halacha Omoirin Kain, that it's mutan, and you can even publicize the Halacha, that a temporary shamash is allowed to use the lamp in order to inspect Kalim. Continues the Gemara. Be'emes Omru HaChazon Chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that the Chazon, when we explained when we learned the Mishnah, this is either referring to the Gabbai of the Shul, that he needs to know where each of the Aliyos on Shabbos morning, where the Aliyos are going to start or finish, or is talking about the teacher, the Melamed Tinoikos, who's teaching them Chumash, that he himself is not allowed to read and be Ma'ayan in the whole parasha of the Chumash, Lo'ir Haneir, with the light of the lamp, but however he can see the Talmidim, the children, that they are learning, and he'll have enough information for what he needs to know what to do the next morning in Kriyas HaTorah, in the case of the Gabbai, if it's the Rebbe, just the few words at the opening of the parasha is enough to remind him of what's coming next, and therefore the Chazon is not allowed to do more than that. The Talmidim, they're allowed to read regularly. We're going to discuss that now. Says the Gemara, V'ha'omrus Roya. You said in the Mishnah that the Chazan is only allowed to see. He's allowed to see where the children are starting from. My love, Likrois. Do we not assume that seeing means that he's also allowed to read with the Talmidim? Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't. L'sadi Roshe Parshias, he's only allowed to see the first few words where the Talmidim are starting from, just so he should know where each parasha starts, but he himself, the Chazan, is not allowed to read in the Sefer with the Oir HaNeir, together with the children. V'chein omer Rabbi Bar Shmuel, aval Masadei hu Roshe Parshiosov, Rabbi Bar Shmuel also said that the Chazon is only allowed to be Roi'eh, to see, in order to remind himself of where each parasha starts, but he's not actually allowed to read the parasha Lo'ir HaNeir. V'kula parasha Lo'i, asks the Gemara, so are you suggesting that one is not allowed to read a full parasha with Lo'ir HaNeir, which is the halacha the Mishnah is coming to tell us? Meisui, does this not contradict the Braisa? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, HaTinoikos Shel Beis Rabban, Hoyu Mesadrin Parshiyo Yisov HaKoyrin Lo'ir HaNeir. The Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban, the children who are learning Torah, they used to be Mesadr the Parshiyos and read Lo'ir HaNeir. So you see clearly that one, the children are allowed to read. Says the Gemara, Ibois Eim Maroshe Parashiyosov. It could be even the children, they only looked into the scroll, into the Chumash, just to see the first few words, and then they would remember what's coming next, and they did not need to, they were not allowed to read the whole parasha. Ibois Eim, it could be Shani Tanoikis. The children in school have a different halacha. Hoyel Va'emas Rabban Aleim, since they have a fear of their Rebbe, and they would not dare to tilt the lamp in the presence of their Rebbe. And therefore, the Rebbe himself is not allowed to read, because he might tilt the lamp. But the Talmidim are allowed to read with the lamp, because they would not come to tilt it. Lo osi latzlui, they will not tilt the lamp, and therefore it's muta. And Emir Tashem, in the next year, we're going to start from here.